Well, cars are getting smarter by the day, loaded with sensors and a lot of software. Of course, AI is part of it as well. But the roads, though, they travel on, well, not so much. But that's starting to change. Across the country, you got a lot of technology is being embedded into roadways to improve traffic flow and enhance safety and give cities real-time data about what's happening on the streets. I know there's a street right outside of
New Lab.
It's
called Electrion.
Yeah, and it's I think it's 14th Street, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, that is a smart road. So, you know, a lot of this is happening across the country. We're even getting it here in the city.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we've talked about it a lot over at New Lab about what's going on there. And so apparently other companies are doing this too.
Well, and it's just time for that to change. We have the smart cars. Now we need some smart roads. It's the subject of our Mobility Makers. It's brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. Leading that push is Recor Systems. And joining us now is Charlie Deglielmini. He is Executive Vice President at Recor Systems. Charlie, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So cars are getting smarter every year, but most of our roads, they still operate like, 1985 or something. What's the disconnect? And why does that gap matter right now?
You're exactly right. So if you think about it, we see way more driverless cars in our cities. We see Tesla's now launching its own fleet of driverless cars. We're driving vehicles now that are communicating. They're very, very smart, but our roadways are analog. They're dumb, right? So that needs to change. We need to have our roadways become as smart as our vehicles.
Well, when people hear smart roads, they sometimes picture maybe like a science fiction highway or something. And plain English, what actually makes a road smart?
So it's the technology that human beings actually can use to identify movement, behavior, direction, things that are happening on the roadway. For example, if you've ever seen a traffic management center, you see a bunch of screens, you see a lot of human beings looking at those screens, trying to figure out, is there an accident on this particular roadway? What our company does, is we provide AI inside of those traffic management centers to make the traffic center operators almost superhuman. The AI says, stop, look, listen, there's something going on right here.
So how does it work practically? Does it tell you where the traffic is? Does it give you a different route? Tell me how it works.
It's all of the above, right? So there is public-facing information, and we're on a trajectory now where you could expect your car entertainment system to receive a warning. There's a fire truck ahead. Be careful, right? That's months, if not weeks ahead of us. We're going to start seeing that very, very, very soon. But the practicality is the AI is able to get help to where there's an accident, where there's traffic building, quicker than even a 911 call can happen, right? Because it's seeing things. We're pulling in things like Bluetooth data, Waze data, video data. We're pulling in weather data, right? It combines up all of that information and says, look, there's problems here. They need to be addressed.
So then what's the capabilities of expanding this technology? I mean, I can't imagine we're going to make all of our roads smart roads in the blink of an eye. So what's the path forward for this technology?
The path forward is state by state. States like Michigan, your DOT is working very, very hard on this. You have a very, very advanced DOT. Other states are doing the same. Texas just gave our company, Recor Systems, a blanket order for the entire state, right? So we're seeing more and more states, usually through the departments of transportation, taking a good hard look at this technology.
And for drivers, Charlie, who are worried about privacy, you know, what's important for them to kind of understand about how roadway AI works and what it doesn't do?
Right. So it is not looking. The only thing that's personally identifying information when you're driving your car is your license plate. And someone can look up your license plate hypothetically and figure out who the registered owner, not necessarily the driver, but who the registered owner might be. Everything we're talking about this morning doesn't use any license plate information. So your privacy is protected.
And, you know, you said you have a contract now with Texas. If a city invests in smart road technology, I mean, how quickly are the residents there expected to see some real noticeable improvements?
It doesn't take long. The whole onboarding for this technology is a matter of weeks, perhaps a month or two. And, once a city or a state decides to do this, the implementation time doesn't take that long.
Charlie Deglielmini, Executive Vice President, Recore Systems. We appreciate you coming on, giving us this great information. Boy, the future looks bright.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You as well. Smart cars, smart roads.
Hey, while you're in there putting this technology in, if you could just put in some heating elements too, so we could just
not deal with the snow and ice and stuff like that.
You know, you got like the heated bathroom floor.
Uh-huh.
If you could just throw some of those in too, that'd be nice.
I think the cost might be too much for that whole plan, but I like where your head's at.
I don't know. I'm not the money's guy. I'm just the ideas guy.
Yeah,
well, you just do it in sections. You know, you do a little bit at
That's
a
right.
time.
And, That's right. Know,
And,
That's right.
And
start with our driveway, then do our streets,
right.
And go to our route to work. We'll start there.
I mean, I think it's a great application for artificial intelligence. I mean, if you are able to manage traffic better, if you're able to reduce the amount of accidents, if you're able to alert drivers ahead of time that there is something in front of them, then I think that's all well and good. To me, it feels like it's a big undertaking.
It is.
It would be a big undertaking. And you're relying on people with high technology filled vehicles where not everybody's quite there yet.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm wondering if these roads, you know, we have the smart cars that can help you supposedly avoid crashes. And one of these smart roads can contribute to that as well. Have less accidents on the road. Who knows?
Well, if it can tell you that there's a stopped vehicle a mile up, maybe so.
Maybe so. Coming up, the president is in town today, and he's going to be at the Econ Club this afternoon. He's also going to tour a Ford plant in Dearborn. And could this also help the midterms? We'll talk to Jason Rowe, political communication strategist at Rowe Strategic, coming up next on JR Morning.